Boosting business performance, the Zingerman's way. You know, you may think of Ann Arbor Zingerman's as an authentic deli serving gigantic sandwiches and an array of delicious food with great customer service. And that all is true. But there is an arm of the business that also serves up business training and leadership development to other businesses and organizations. Yes, they're giving away the company secrets at Zingerman's. Zing Train, as it's known, has been around since 1994, helping businesses build strong cultures of customer service. So we're going to unravel that and how they do it and how they can help out your business as well. As we welcome Joni Hales, she is Zing Train's managing partner. Great to have you here. I have to ask you, your husband has been on the show in the past, Kieran Hales, who's a phenomenal chef, hailing from Britain, such a wonderful man, and you've been running the farm operation
out in Farms.
Dexter. Kornman Farms is closing,
is
being sold. Because the wedding business just kind of changed over the last few years. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you.
But do tell him I said hello. What are his next plans?
I will. He's figuring out the next plans. Right now, him and his partner, co-managing partner, Tabitha Mason, they're focusing on closing the farm with dignity and grace and honoring the couples that are there. They and the work that they've done out there has made a lasting impression on the Zingerman's community of businesses. Their heads can be held high, even though things are changing.
Absolutely.
They have made us a better place, a better organization.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Well, we wish him well and certainly hope there's a continued future for him. He's been, 20 years now?
Yeah, almost 20 years.
And how about for you? How long have you been with Zingerman's?
I have been there about 23 years.
All right, so the two of you met at Zingerman's Roadhouse.
We did.
Tell everyone what you did to meet someone.
Well, we met while working at the Roadhouse. We're big into visioning. So if you are around Zingerman's or Zing Train, we write visions. So a picture of what success looks like in the future. And when I was writing a personal vision for myself, I wrote a vision that the Roadhouse would hire a young sous chef so I could fall in love.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. About 2 years after I wrote it, I got called into an office and it was, Joni, we found him. I was like, you found who? What are you talking about? And they had found a chef from England, but had family in this area. So wanted to move and work at the Roadhouse.
I love this so much. Oh,
I wrote a vision. I called dibs on
there
him.
There were others who had visions like that?
No, I think I was the only one who had a vision. You know, thankfully it worked out.
You deserve it then.
two kids. And,
how long have you been married now?
Oh, wow. 15 years.
Oh, what a remarkable story.
Yeah,
that is beautiful. Joni Hales with us. She is the managing partner over at Zing Train. Let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, for people to really understand Zingerman's, it is more than the deli. The deli is huge. Everyone knows the deli worldwide. How many different arms of the business are there?
We have 10 different businesses.
And what are they?
So it started as the deli, and then our model of growth was not to replicate the deli other places. It was to create a community of businesses all deeply rooted in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. So we now have the Bakehouse, we have Zing Train, a mail order business where we will ship Zingerman's products all across the country.
I use that all the time.
Wonderful. There's Zingerman's Roadhouse serving really good American food. We have Miss Kim, a Korean food restaurant, which is near the deli downtown. Mm-hmm. There's Kornman Farms. I'm forgetting one or two, but
how does that happen? Because Miss Kim started her business on her own, didn't she? And then Zingerman's came along, or was it the opposite of
GA worked within the deli and had an idea for a business and ran a food cart for a while and then opened up a brick and mortar store. So,
So if someone comes to Zingerman's and says, I have this idea, they're working there and they've got a business plan.
Yep.
If it float, they float it by them, and if it takes, that's how these businesses are born?
Yeah. There's a path to partnership. So if you have an idea of what you would like, so it's not us saying we want to open this or we want to open a place that does that. It's somebody who has passion and has an idea who comes forward and says, I want to be a managing partner of this. There's a whole process and a path, and you look at pro formas and business cases and all that kind of stuff. But anyone who works at Zingerman's could eventually be a managing partner.
And speaking of business cases, Zingerman's is run on the idea of an open book business.
Yes.
Everyone knows everything.
Yes, for the most part. I mean, open book, it's transparency. It's teaching people what the numbers mean. We don't typically share salaries, that tends to say.
Absolutely,
But pretty much everything else. We think teaching everyone the numbers allows everyone to think and act like an owner because they have all the information. People make better decisions when they have all of the information. We share the distribution of work. And so it's a pretty powerful thing.
You're better invested then.
Absolutely.
That extends into how you treat your customers.
Yeah.
And that's key, I think, about Zingerman's and that culture that has derived out of this business. How do you do that? So many businesses don't get that. They
yeah.
don't understand how to do it.
Well, one, we prioritize great service. So we have three bottom lines working at Zingerman's. So great food, great finance, and great service. So the fact that it's one of the results we measure on puts it up at the forefront and we talk about it. We train on it. We have clear definitions of what giving great service means. That way we can teach people, we can hold people accountable. That's how we get the consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just saying, I hope you give great service when you start working here. We actually teach people what it means to give great service.
They have to understand it.
They have to know. Understand it, yes.
All right, so it's incumbent.
They know their role in it.
Right, the leaders have to pass that down.
Absolutely.
And now with Zing Train, which has been around since 1994.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
Really, you are giving away the company's secrets. Why not just be that standalone business or businesses that this is the way you do it and everyone comes to you? Why give that away to other businesses?
We believe we're helping make businesses better. Not that they're not already doing really great things, but if we can share some of the tools that we use, why not share that and make the world do business in a different way or do business better? So it's not giving away the secrets. It's helping share. And people share back with us. We love to know what cool companies are doing that are making their cultures thrive in
that
the same way.
That collaboration is
Absolutely.
Really important because
yes.
your tentacles are all over this community.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have those relationships.
Yeah.
So how was Zing Train born then? How did it come about? Did someone say, we should be doing this?
In some ways. So it started with the deli opening, and then about 10 years after Zingerman's Bakehouse opened, there was a vision written for this community of businesses. And Zing Train's founder, Maggie Bayless, read the vision and thought, oh, if we're going to open more businesses, we're going to need some training. So it was originally to create the same culture that the deli had at the Bakehouse. And then we had outside customers asking us, can you teach us about Zingerman's?
Oh, they came to you.
They started asking the questions, and it was, yes, we can teach you how to do this. So we started with two-day seminars hosted in Ann Arbor. We now travel across the country, travel internationally. We'll talk about Zingerman's approach to service and leadership, open book. We can help organizations and companies write visions for the future. So it is all about getting to share what has made us kind of unique in business with other people.
Are these mostly top line people at companies, or are they the worker bees also who are coming to these trainings?
It's everyone.
Really?
The owners might be coming to learn about visioning or to learn about open book management to see if it's right for them. But then somebody coming to the Art of Giving Great Service seminar can be from a frontline employee to a senior executive. We're all people working with other people, no matter what position we're in the organization. So it's tools that anybody can learn.
All right. So talk about the breadth of your classes and how they work.
Most popular is probably the Art of Giving Great Service, just because it is so approachable. We also talk about living servant leadership. So how can we be in service to an organization? I mentioned open book management and creating a vision of greatness. We talk about how to give successful performance management or performance reviews. How do we do peer feedback? How do we have courageous conversations when we need to talk about interpersonal things that are going on?
Oh, I like that. That's a courageous conversation we're having.
Yes, it's a courageous conversation. So that how do we make sure we're having those in really productive ways?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of stuff around leadership and how to create cultures where the people within them can thrive.
So you're helping businesses and organizations also build strong cultures of customer service, leadership, training, and much more.
Yeah.
Through this program called Zing Train. There are a lot of opportunities coming up this summer and
yes.
fall. What are they?
Yes. Well, we do virtual workshops that'll be happening this summer. I'm actually teaching one tomorrow on enhancing your relationship with time.
Oh,
so
boy.
Someone who needs some time management skills, I'll be teaching that with one of Zingerman's Deli's managing partners, Grace mm-hmm. Singleton. It'll be a great time in the morning. We also have sessions on how to give peer feedback, how to create culture, creating training plans that work. So that's virtual. And then in September, we'll start back up with our two-day seminars, starting with the Art of Giving Great Service. There's will be one on the Creating a Vision of Greatness. We're launching a new seminar coming up in October around solving problems in organizations. So how do you figure out if it's a training problem or a systems problem or a management problem? And then what's the right solution to it? If you go to zingtrain.com, you can see all of the upcoming things that are coming up for us.
All right. So where do you host the classes that are in person?
We host them here in Ann Arbor. So it's right over by Zingerman's Bakehouse. So mm-hmm. if you're familiar on the south side of Ann Arbor, around Plaza Drive.
Across from the city airport.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we have a whole training facility. We host people there. As we brought you food, we feed people really well when they come to our training. So lots of Zingerman's treats. It's 2 days of not only intense learning, but I also think intense fun and collaboration and really great discussions. It's not us talking for 2 days, but it's really how do we get people interacting with each other and learning from one another.
So it's interactive then.
Very interactive.
Okay. How do you ensure that once someone goes to a training that the knowledge they have gained, that they're able to go back to their business or organization and impart that on everyone else and really launch this in their company?
What I think we do that's unique is we not only teach what we do, we teach how we teach it. Mm. So this is how you could take it back and share it with other people. This is the vehicle to communicate it. We're there, like we're into long-term relationships. So reach out to us. We would love to continue to help you teach it. We offer reflections and assessments and continued follow-up resources that can help people really make sure it sticks in the culture.
We're talking with Joni Hales. She is the managing partner at ZingTrain, Zingerman's training group, their arm, where they actually train other businesses and organizations in the Zingerman's way. And again, summer and fall classes are going to be getting underway. The summer will be virtual. Tell us a little bit about the price point on these and what people should expect.
Yeah. Virtual is around, for a 2.5 hour, is $195 a person. If you're coming to a 3.5 hour virtual, it is $295 a person or a seat. If you're coming to a 2 day seminar, those range between $1,650 a person and $1,950. We also created a special code for your listeners. If you use the code LucyAnn, you can get 25% off any of those things that are there.
Okay. Definitely say LucyAnn when you put that code in.
Yes, put it in. One word. One word, LucyAnn.
Okay. All right. You got it. LucyAnn.
Yes.
Joni, what are some of the ways Zingerman's takes care of their customers, and how can others learn from that? Can you give us some concrete ideas on maybe what you see some businesses doing wrong and mm-hmm. and would be easily correctable if they just understood customer service better?
One of our favorite customer service tools is a simple tool called the 10-4 rule. And it's at 10 feet, we make eye contact and smile at a customer. And at 4 feet, we verbally greet them. And it sounds so obvious, but I cannot tell you how many times you walk in somewhere and no one acknowledges you. And then you want to just walk back out. It's not, doesn't feel welcoming. You're not greeted. So the 10-4 rule brings the energy and the attention up to the people around us. And it makes sure that you as a customer feel seen. So simple tool, anyone can implement it. It's just how do we define that and then make the commitment to teaching it so that way everybody knows it.
I love that rule. I was in a business last week and that's exactly what happened. And they really, it was a business that should have greeted you because, well, that's what they do. You have to be at this stopping point. You can't do anything else. And never brought her head up.
Yeah.
She was buried in the computer. And that's okay. I understand. Sometimes you're on the phone or whatever. But at least you can look up and nod, right?
You give the universal symbol, the finger, like, I'll be right with
you. Yeah, exactly.
And then it just takes all the stress and pressure off of you as a customer and as the service provider. Because it's, I see you. You're a human. I'm a human. We're going to have an interaction once I hang up this phone.
Right.
It's such a small, simple thing, yet it doesn't happen out in the world that often.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, the world has changed greatly. People have dual jobs. Many times they may be sitting at a front desk, but they're actually doing some management work. That happens all the time, and so they're buried in their work. So, I mean, I do like to give people grace. The other part of this that has changed, there are so many jobs now that are at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people just haven't learned customer service. Yeah. I think there are younger people that haven't been immersed in that throughout their early career. And so, they could use a class.
They could use a class. And without being taught service, without having a clear definition of what it is, it's not uncommon that people will default to providing the level of service they're used to receiving or what they feel like giving in that moment.
Right.
But when you have systems in place, it helps develop that consistency and you're able to train people.
Right.
This is what it means to give great service.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Joni Hale, ZingTrain Managing Partner from Zingerman's and this wonderful organization. I was talking with someone at the University of Michigan who had taken one of your classes,
yeah,
and he said it was phenomenal.
Oh, that's great to hear.
He learned a lot from that. And I think it's really great when businesses take that time to
yeah.
have their employees go through these classes. Yeah. And learn this. But then you've got to set up the system. You got to keep it going. That's
yes.
key, right?
Yep. How do you build a culture of these things that are happening? How do you commit to teaching it and defining it, finding ways to live it, measure it, and reward it? When you do all five of those together in harmony, I think that's when you can create cultures. And I'm really glad you brought up the University of Michigan because we did start as a food business, as a deli, but ZingTrain works with a wide variety of industries and businesses. Food businesses are actually a really small part of the companies we train. We work a lot with the University of Michigan in different departments. I was actually in South Carolina yesterday working with a logistics company. We work a lot with IT and the medical industry, libraries,
wow.
orthodontists.
How does a company that isn't here, that doesn't know Zingerman's mm-hmm. already, like when you were in South Carolina, know that this is a key thing for our company to latch on to with ZingTrain? Where do they get that sensibility? How do they know?
Well, this one they learned from somebody who had attended a session maybe 10 years ago
then
recommended it, which was lovely. We also have the huge benefit. We work with organizations who are already doing really great things around leadership and service. They're looking for ways to get better. Typically, if you're not very good at it, you don't know or you don't really care. So it's the ones who are always looking for what is that next thing that we could do? How can we strengthen our culture? They're the ones who are Googling things and attending webinars and finding us and then saying, oh, yes, I could take this and I could adapt it to the work that I do.
All right. Your favorite sandwich at Zingerman's?
Oh, wow. I really like, I believe it's the number 74, Dave's Open Road.
What is that?
It is chicken breast. It has, like, I believe Munster cheese. It's on challah bread.
Oh.
I think there's bacon, grilled challah bread.
Sounds great.
It's really good.
I'll try that next time. Thank you so much to Joni Hale, ZingTrain Managing Partner. For more information, go to ZingTrain.com. If you put in the code LucyAnn, all one phrase, you'll get 25% off
yeah.
on classes.
Yeah.
They've got virtual classes that are going to be kicking off here soon for summertime. And then they've got the in-person classes that will be hosted near the Bakehouse over there off of Airport Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a number of operations out that way, too.
Yep.
So you got, the creamery?
The Bakehouse is there. Bake, which is our bake school, where you can learn to bake some
right.
of Zingerman's Bakehouse
right.
products. Sanilac Creamery is there, where they make yeah. Zingerman's Creamery. Mm-hmm. Zingerman's Candy, where the treats came from today. Zingerman's
so
Coffee
nice
Company
of you.
Is
you
there
know,
as well.
I need to break open here. So here, Derek, I'm going to throw over the espresso beans.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Oh, the espresso beans.
Yes. Wow.
They're a winner.
And the chocolate-covered almonds with
yes.
bleu de sel sea salt, caramelized. Oh, my gosh.
And it's all handmade candy, so small batch.
Oh, wow.
You can smell it outside of the bag.
Yes.
That's great to hear.
Ooh, good. Some peppermint bark.
Peppermint bark.
Oh, yummy. And then a number of
number of candy bars. It
yeah.
originally started as the Zang bar, the ZZANG, as it's pronounced,
yeah.
and now has, there's five or six different candy bars that you can get.
Peanut Butter Crush, What the Fudge.
I have a personal one for the Caramel Crunch. That is my
yeah, that
personal
looks
favorite
good.
Candy
Look
bar.
Look at Wowza. Wowza has raspberry
good.
Chocolate ganache. And,
yes.
Oh, these are delicious looking. I can't wait. We're going to really enjoy these.
Please
Thank
do.
You so much.
Please do.
You see what she did? She brought in treats. That was that's good culture right there.
Training always goes better with food. There needs to be food. It's a great training resource. How are the espresso beans?
So good. Very good.
Great.
You're going to be kicking around all day.
They are proper espresso beans.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Like, they're.
Take it easy.
Yes.
Oh.
If you eat them
caffeine.
Like M&Ms or something, I mean, yeah. you might just be feeling it later.
Be careful, Derek.
I'm good.
We give caution. You get to make the choice. You can manage yourself.
That's right.
To manage your espresso bean intake.
They're too good, though. Very good.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Thank you so much to Joni Hale, ZingTrain Managing Partner on the Lucy Ann Land Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.